Setting the bar stories, Kelly. These are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Flying horses. So, you know, you're not allowed to have an emotional support horse on an airplane, right?
Yes.
Probably
that's
be
a little difficult to get them down the aisle.
Yeah, probably. They're pretty large. Be a problem if it got loose. So if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your horse to get loose while you're on a plane, you're doing okay.
Okay. All right.
Now, to be fair, this isn't a passenger plane. It's a cargo plane carrying animals.
Okay.
Right?
That's different.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, right.
Yes.
But this horse got loose while the aircraft was in flight.
Oh, that's
kind of broke out of its stall, couldn't really be secured. So the pilot kind of had to radio back to traffic control, say, hey, we got to come back.
Yes, sir. We are a cargo plane. We have live animal horse on board the airplane. And the horse managed to escape his stall. We don't have a problem as of flying-wise, but we need to return back to New York. We cannot get the horse back secure.
Yeah, and the horse doesn't know how to fly a plane, so it can't really assist us in flying, so
We're going to have to come back.
Right, exactly. So,
oh, dang.
No word on the horse's condition. There was a vet that checked it out. It took off about 6 hours later and was successful that time. So, again, not something you'd see every day on a plane.
No, no. You don't see a horse wandering around just hanging out saying, hey, guys, do you know where the peanuts are coming?
I would like some peanuts, please. Thank you.
I'd like some peanuts.
And maybe some pretzels. That would be nice.
A beverage would be nice if I could get like a juice box.
So, yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your horse to get loose when you're on a plane, you're doing okay.
Well, good note, though.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story.